We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachemish and Chaniyakam the Pitikos of Leo and King, the Perichav Dalad, Mishnah Tes. Shalosh Mashpelos. There are three Mashpelos, types of containers. Rabbi Tanura tells you, kupos, containers, asuyos lahotziba hem zvalim lasados. They're used to bring out manure into the fields. We'll see that not all of them are. If they bring out manure, so that's the first category. That's what Mishnah says here. Shel zevel, if they transport manure out to the fields, fertilizer, tamea medris. Those are tamea medris, because apparently people would lean on them, would sit on them. Therefore, it's susceptible to tamas medris. Shel teven, the mashpelos that are there to transport straw, tamei mace. That is the middle category. That obviously was made differently, and therefore does it not use to transport manure, but rather it's made of thinner strips of wood. Didn't have to be as sturdy as that which brought manure, much lighter in that way, but it also something that could break very easily, and therefore people would not sit on it. And that's why the one that brought straw, obviously straw is lighter than manure, is tamei mace, but not tamei medras, because people would not sit on it. V'hapuchlatz shel gamalim, and this third category, puchlatz, is something like made of mesh. Bar Tanura says, ki'ein michbar ma'ase reshes, like interlaced ropes. And v'hanakavim shelo rechavim, so the space between them, the holes between them, are very wide. Yoser mi mashpeles shel tevin, much wider than the mashpeles that holds the straw. Ve'ein ru'i afilu l'kabel tevin. Therefore, even straw would fall through. It can't be used to transport tevin. Shenakaver rechavim v'yoser, because this is really wide, the openings. The gamein in Rishu Lishiva, but it's also not fit for sitting. Why? Shechavalim shalak kashim. The ropes are very hard. They're not comfortable. They're in Rishu Lishiva aleihem. Hilchach tohora miklum. Therefore, so it's not something you could sit on. And the Aruch HaShulchan gives us the chiddush here, as we have to see, which is number one, the kamash balan regarding the first category, the one that transports manure shelo nomar kevan shahazevel hu davar hamaus. Maybe because it transports manure, maybe it's so disgusting, it's repulsive, people would not sit on it. The Kamash Balon, the ain't okay, and comes to teach us that it's not true. So that is the Chiddush regarding the first category. And this Puchlat Shel Gamalim, which we say it's Tar Miklum, others claim that it's not a Puchlat, it's not this mesh-like piece of a material that's placed on the camel's back to keep the merchandise secure on the back of the camel. It's actually made from the hide of camel. And that's why it's called the puchotz of camels. Not that it's put on the camel, but it's a very large container made from the hide of the camel. And it's not susceptible to tamas midras because it's very large. People would not normally sit on such a thing. And it's not even tummy, the middle category, to novella, tummy maize, sherets, tomas mag, etc., because it's something that could hold more than 40 sa of a liquid. So that is our bamimida. Those are the large items that are meant to be stationary, and therefore it's not susceptible to tuma at all. Perech of Dala, Mishnah Yod, Shlosha Mapatsime. There are three categories of mats. Heasur li shiva tamei midras. That's easy. One that's made for made to sit on. So that is that's tamei midras because people typically sit on it. And the Bar Tanura says, kemin machzalaos. What are these mapatsim? Different types of mats. Haasuyos mechilaf umisiv v'kone v'guma v'gemi v'kayotzbehen. Made of different things, twigs, rush, reed, sedge, other things like that, types of grasses. So category number one is tamei medras haasal yeshiva. So that should be obvious to us. The Farshim explained it's not so obvious. This is all based on the Gemara Masecha Shavas Anaf Pei Dalin. Happens to the Gemara that speaks about the giving of the Torah and Tuma that relates to that, to those 3 days that precede the giving of the Torah. So why is it not so obvious that a mapatz, a mat, ha'asu li'yeshiva, it's made out of reeds, grasses, rush, whatever it is, it's not tamei medrash. That's because there's a general rule that only items that you immerse in a mikvah that have to be placed in a mikvah or you can purify them in a mikvah are mekabel tumas medrash. Happens to be a mat is cannot be purified by being placed in a mikvah. No different than klei cheres. So take, for example, klei cheres, earthenware vessels. So earthenware vessels, even if you made it for someone to lie on, they're not so comfortable, but if you made it for people to lie on, it wouldn't be susceptible to tumas medrash because it can't be purified in a mikvah. What do you have to do? You have to break it. Same thing is true when it comes to mats. Mats are made out of reeds, let's say. So the halacha is, yes, the tamei tumas medrash, but that's a chiddush, that's a novelty. You can't put a mat in the mikvah and retire it because it's a flat wooden utensil, there's no receptacle in it. Could be that it's really not wood at all because it's grass. It's not defined as wood. And the Torah has a list of things that you mitahir. The Torah speaks about sack, as we know, sackcloth, metal, leather. So, but this is not on that list. So the reason why, so then it shouldn't be tamei medrash. So why is it? So the answer is, although a mat, the only way to purify it is really to break it apart, in this sense, just like klei cheres, which is you'd have to make it small enough to break into pieces less than 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, then it's considered broken because that serves no purpose anymore because it's too small to lie upon. So that's the way you purify it. Why is it mekabel tumas medrash, even though you can't purify it in a mikveh? Is because if you use those materials, let's say the reed, for example, and you make something woven out of it that is not a mat, so then, in fact, the material can become tamei if you're making it into something else. So since there is, although not through a mat, but a proper kli that's made out of that, you could weave, let's say, a basket or something, does have tara in the mikvah. Therefore, we say the mats are, although they don't have tara in the mikvah, they can be tamei medrash if they're made for yeshiva for lying upon them. Then the Mishnah says, so that's one type of mat. Hatzar the yeshiva, it's tamei medrash. Shelt sabaim, if you have a mat made for dyers, what is they using it for? As Bar Tanura says, shahat sabaim, nostim aleim habagadim. So this mat that the dyers would spread out the clothes that they were dyeing. So therefore, these mats are not susceptible to tumas medrash because no one's going to let you sit on them. You need, people may sit on them occasionally, but you're spreading clothing on them. So they need to dry. So people can, you can ask people to get up. It's not made for lying. But nonetheless, they're tamei mes. Why is that? So after all, if made out of reeds, so then it's if it's compared to wood, it's flat. So the answer is because there's a rim. There must be some type of rim made to keep the clothing in there so they don't fall out. That's why they're tamei mes in that middle category. Shel gitos, but the mats, the mapatzim that are made for gitos and the wine press, these are to cover the grapes and the olives that are brought to the olive press, the wine press, etc. So they are tohor miklum. Why? They're made out of reeds, wood, whatever we want to call them. They're flat. They don't have a base kibble. And it's not like a table that serves a person in their kelim. They're serving just objects, not human beings. And therefore, they are tohor miklum. And the Aruch HaShulchan just says, it's v'kamash balan. What's the chiddush in this Mishnah? Is the dyer's mat, the middle category that is mekabel, not tumas medrash, but regular types of tumah. The kamash b'lan shahat silvea makpid mileshev al mapatzeh. I would say it's a mat. Maybe people sit on it. Why is it not tumas medrash? Because the dyer is makpid, is particular that people don't sit on it. V'lachain tahor min hamidras.